Welcome to From Vision to Business, your roadmap to success, a podcast offering the tools, strategies, and insights you need to succeed. Whether you're starting from scratch or ready to level up, each episode delivers valuable advice to help you overcome challenges and build a business that works. Your host, Mira Jefferson, brings 25 plus years of business experience as an entrepreneurial consultant and is here to guide you. Your journey to success begins now.
So if you've decided to start your own business, you've got big plans, and then here it comes, the negative people, the naysayers, as some will call them. You know the ones that say, are you sure this is a good idea? Or most businesses fail, you know. Or even my personal favorite is this one. Why don't you just stick with something safe? It's frustrating, right? But here's the thing. Negativity is normal. But most of the time, it says more about the other person than it does about you. Today, we're going to talk about how to combat those doubts, whether they're coming from others or even from yourself, so you can stay focused on your goals. First, let's unpack this a little bit. Why do people feel the need to discourage you? This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Why do you think people feel the need to discourage you from your dreams? Sometimes people have a fear of the unknown. A lot of people are scared of uncertainty. When they see you stepping out on your own, out of your own comfort zone, it makes them uncomfortable because they wouldn't do it themselves. So I got a lot of this when I was first starting out. I came from a sleepy little town and everybody was used to doing the same old thing, but my ideas were bigger than my small town. So anytime I would be like, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that, I will always get people saying, why? I remember, I believe it was a little bit before I graduated, and I had this dream of becoming a reporter with the local news station. And I was so excited. You know, it was my biggest dream. I watched all the news and the reporters were like superstars and celebrities to me. So I remember one day I was going to visit my uncle's house and I was so excited. And I told him how when I graduate high school, I'm going to try to get a job down at the local news station, which I do believe it was WSB TV in Atlanta. And I told him everything that I had outlined. You know, I mean, I was just talking, no joke, maybe 10 minutes straight while he listened. And then his response changed my life completely that day. He looked at me with a serious look on his face and he said, why? Why would you want to do that? Shouldn't you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something that'll make you a lot of money? Now, if he could hear my dreams crashing into a million pieces, I'm pretty sure he would have realized how badly he had hurt me at that moment. And yeah, my dream of becoming a journalist went down the drain that day. And I kind of just got, you know, I gave up. But I was only 17 or 18. You know, what else could I do if I didn't have the support? So I told you all of that because for him, I don't really know what his reasonings was to say that to me, but I do know that he really stressed education, which there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the reasons why people tend to be negative when you express your dreams is because they fear the unknown, and it makes them uncomfortable when you step out and try to do something that they know for themselves that they won't do. Another reason why people are negative is protectiveness. You have a few protective people in your life? I'm pretty sure you do. So protectiveness is one of, I would say, you know, a lot of the reasons why people be negative in your life. Sometimes it's coming from a place of love. Maybe it's a parent or a close friend who doesn't want to see you struggle or fail. That's understandable, right? They mean well, but their fear can come across as discouragement. How many of you have dealt with that? A protective loved one or close friend who doesn't want you to fail. Another reason for negativity is projection. And let's be real, some people project their own insecurities onto you. If they've always wanted to start a business but didn't, seeing you try can bring up their own regrets. And I paused there because I wanted to give you a moment to think about those three. Anytime there's someone who's being negative in your life, are they being negative because of the fear of the unknown, protectiveness, or projection? Only you know this. Understanding why people are negative can help you see their comments for what they really are. They're opinions, they're not facts. Remember that. Comments that are negative to you, they are just their opinions, not facts. So how do you handle it when someone tries to talk you out of your dream? Here are some strategies that's worked for me over the years. Number one, don't take it personally. Remember that their doubts are not a reflection about your abilities. It's their mindset, not yours. Number two, stay calm and confident. When someone questions you, respond with confidence. Something like, I appreciate your concern, but I've done my research and I'm excited to give this a shot. That keeps the conversation positive and it shows them that you are serious. Number three, choose what you share. Not everyone needs to know what your plans are. Share your vision with people who support you and keep it to yourself around those who don't. That's very important. I will say this again. Share your vision with people who support you and keep it to yourself around those who don't. Number four, set boundaries. If someone is consistently being negative, it's okay to say, I know you're worried, but this is something I really believe in. I'd appreciate your support or understanding. And now I can't tell you what to say, but that's just a, a suggestion. But sometimes people that are super negative, if you don't keep them in check, they're going to continue being negative at every opportunity they get. So set them in their place. Let them know that you appreciate their opinion, but you're still going to do what you want to do because it's something that you believe in. Do not let their negativity infect you. And let's not forget about the most common source of negativity, your own inner voice. We all have that little voice in our head saying, what if this doesn't work? Or who am I to start a business? Here's how to fight back. This is what I've learned for myself. Focus on your why. Number one, focus on your why. Remind yourself why you're doing this. Maybe it's because of financial freedom, or maybe because you need more time with your family, or even maybe it's a chance to do something that you've always wanted to do that you love doing. Keep that why front and center. Number two, celebrate small wins. Did you finally set up your website? Find your first client? Celebrate it. Progress, no matter how small, is proof that you are moving forward. And that is the goal, to keep moving forward. Remember the little fish that says, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Yeah. Celebrate the small wins. Just keep moving forward. Number three, surround yourself with support. Find other entrepreneurs, whether it's through a local networking group, social media, or even through a mentor. Being around people who understand what you're going through makes all the difference. Number four, visualize your success. Take a moment to imagine what life will look like when your business is thriving hold on to that image when doubt creeps in. And I said when doubt creeps in, because doubt will creep in. It's inevitable. So how you handle that when doubt comes in, that's how you're going to realize and how you're going to make sure that you're successful. If you can follow these four steps, number one, again, focus on your why. Number two, celebrate the small wins. Number three, surround yourself with support. And number four, visualize your success. You know, here's the thing about negativity. You can let it drag you down, or you can just use it as fuel. When someone says to you, you can't do that, let that be the spark that makes you think, just watch me. Starting a business is hard enough without the added noise of negativity, but here's the truth. If you believe in yourself and in your vision, no one else's doubts matter. Focus on your why, surround yourself with positivity, and let your results do the talking. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to From Vision to Business Roadmap. If this episode resonates with you, share it with someone who could use a little encouragement today. I'm Mary Jefferson, and I'll see you next time for more practical tips to turn your big ideas into thriving businesses.